As Father said, today is traditionally called Good Shepherd Sunday, not only because of today's gospel, but Jesus often refers to himself as the Good Shepherd. We hear in Psalm 100 today, he made us, his we are, his people, the flock he tends. We, the flock, are his sheep. Then we hear Paul tell the Jewish leaders that it was they, the Jewish leaders, who were supposed to lead the Good Shepherd to the whole world. He states, I have set you to be a light to the Gentiles. The Jewish leaders, even the leaders of old, were to be a light to everyone around them, in a sense, to be shepherds to the Gentiles, to show them the path of salvation. The book of Revelation shows us a great multitude that no one can count from every nation, standing before the throne and the Lamb. These are the people who followed the Good Shepherd because they heard his voice and followed. And this is what Jesus is telling us in today's gospel. When Paul and Barnabas confront the Jewish leaders because of the jealousy of the crowds their preaching was drawing, Paul reminds them that their responsibilities were to all peoples, not just the Jewish people. The Jewish leaders were supposed to be a beacon of light of the Most High God, so that all people would worship the one true God. But over time, they became close-minded of their mission. With blinders on, they became what we might call belly button worshipers. They become so focused on looking down on others, they failed to look up and see the endless possibilities God had in front of them. So when Paul shows them the truth, they get extremely angry and cast them out of the city. But the seeds of faith in Jesus Christ, was planted in the hearts of the Gentiles. And we hear the Gentiles were delighted when they heard this, and they glorified the word of the Lord. Think of the excitement at being included in that glory and joy of hearing you are loved by God for the first time. This word, once planted in their hearts, continued to spread through the whole region. It reached so far and wide that we hear in the book of Revelation about the great multitude standing before the throne. John, the author of the book of Revelation, was so in awe at the great multitude that no one could count from every nation and tribe standing before the throne and the Lamb. He, in all wonder, asked the elder, who are these? These, he was told, were those who washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb, those who survived the great tribulation. What tribulation, you may ask? The tribulation of living faithfully the faith in Jesus Christ and the church he established. The tribulation of persecutions unto death. The persecution of being falsely accused. The persecution of being slandered. The persecution of those who fall away from the one true faith. This great multitude, John sees, are those who, though persecuted, remain faithful. Those who washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb at baptism and remained faithful to their baptismal promises. Those who were cleansed, washed clean in the sacrament of reconciliation. These are the ones who hear the shepherd's voice. These are the ones who, like Peter, states after Jesus' disciples left after the Bread of Life discourse in the Gospel of John, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And John continues in the book of Revelation that these are the ones who hear the voice of the Lamb, and the Lamb will be their shepherd, guiding them to the springs of living water. Just before we receive our Lamb in the Eucharist, we sing, "Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us." Three times we must not only say this, but pray it with our whole hearts. We believe that in the Eucharist, we will be receiving the Lamb of God who has washed us clean in his blood. Then we humbly pray, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." We believe that the Lamb standing on the throne is Jesus Christ, who will lead us, if we so choose, to the springs of living water. This is why Paul, Barnabas, the Gentiles, all disciples who hear the voice of the shepherd rejoice even in persecution. Again, in Psalm 100, we just sang the joy-filled words, "We are his people, the sheep of his flock." Those who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd will come into his presence singing with joy that we are his people. He made us. We are his sheep. This is why we must enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. How will you respond upon hearing his voice? The voice of the Good Shepherd, the Lamb standing on the throne, waiting to become your shepherd.